It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Manoa with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has tested negative for the coronavirus after a custodian at the governor's mansion was diagnosed with COVID-19. The governor announced Monday that she is self-quarantining for a two-week period as an extra precaution in accordance with state guidelines. The governor was tested Friday with a negative result, and 37 other people were tested for possible exposure. A second round of testing is planned. Gloria LaRiva is the presidential candidate for the Party for Socialism and Liberation. The Albuquerque area native lives in San Francisco but is traveling the nation and visited Las Cruces last week. In addition to New Mexico, LaRiva is on the ballot in 14 other states. She told KRWG News she rejects the notion that incremental change will lead to progress.
I completely reject the idea that with time things will get better. In fact, things are getting worse. The reforms that were won in the 1930s and 1960s, whether it's the right to unemployment or Social Security, women's rights, LGBTQ rights, civil rights, they're being eroded. And as the rich get richer and the people begin to protest, begin to demand unions, now there's more interest in unions, there's more repression. And instead of incremental improvement, we're seeing the privatization of education, from the charter schools to right now in the pandemic. Those who can have a quality education are the parents who can afford to have their kids tutored, while many, many children don't even have a computer or internet or even a home to study in. And we see already the Voting Rights Act was debilitated by the Supreme Court. We see women's rights at great threat with the increasingly right-wing Supreme Court and this new nominee, Judge Barrett, who's going to be the key vote in not only taking away women's right to Roe versus Wade and the privacy of our bodies, the right to abortion, but also possibly, very likely, the complete dismantling of the Affordable Health Care Act. And we believe that health care should be free for all. If you even just under the system, if we tax the corporations, the biggest ones, the Fortune 500, at the rate that they should be taxed, there would be plenty of money for free health care, free education, the cancellation of student debt, and financial assistance for families in this time of pandemic. Instead, and I'll say one thing too. Mm-hmm. The $600 extra that was granted to people for 26 weeks in the pandemic for unemployment and didn't apply to everyone, and many people are still waiting for their unemployment, that $600 extra for those who were averaging maybe $200 in unemployment benefits, that averages out to $20 an hour. And that's what we're demanding, is a minimum wage of $20. I know many young people, I know older people who were getting that extra $600, and they were telling me, you know, we're finally paying our bills. That should be the minimum income people have. People shouldn't have to work two or three jobs, shouldn't have to have their kids at home with no child care in this time. People should have to have a life of comfort.
That was Gloria LaRiva, the presidential candidate for the Party for Socialism and Liberation. You can hear the entire interview with LaRiva in the KRWG News Election Center under the News tab at krwg.org. Let's go now to the Tuesday Health Watch. In the presidential debate last week, President Trump said both the director of the CDC and the doctor in charge of Operation Warp Speed were wrong when they said a COVID vaccine would not be widely available until next summer. Texas Public Radio's Bonnie Petrie asked the director of the FDA what he thought about that statement.
The president said a vaccine could be widely available much sooner than that, but the process is extremely political. I asked FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn if statements like that made him feel pressured to approve something before the data was in.
I don't feel pressure from that statement. I don't know if the president was referring to FDA with that statement. We've been very clear about the process we are going to use. We are going to use that process. We have used a process of relying upon our great career staff at the FDA throughout the pandemic, and we will continue to do that.
President Trump has suggested several times that a vaccine may be approved before Election Day, November 3rd. Han won't say one will be, and he won't say one won't be.
November 3rd does not factor into this. It is when the data are available for us to review. I think everyone in America wants a vaccine as soon as possible, but everybody in America wants a vaccine that's safe and effective.
Han says he doesn't know when or if any of the four COVID vaccine candidates in phase three trials right now will reach his office for approval. I'm Bonnie Petrie in San Antonio.